From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, journalist-turned-immigration activist Jose Antonio Vargas talks about his arrest near the Texas-Mexico border. First, to news from a different border. Hundreds of people waved U.S. and Israeli flags today in front of Dallas City Hall to show support for victims of the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Governor Rick Perry argued for Israel's right to defend itself.
America cannot negotiate a middle ground when one party seeks the wholesale destruction of the other.
The demonstration was organized by the Jewish Federation of Greater Dallas. The group's board chair, Cindy Sweet Moskowitz, visited Israel earlier this month and left just a few hours before Israeli troops moved into Gaza. Yesterday, we heard from a Richardson woman living in the war-torn territory. Today, Moskowitz sits down with KERA's Dwali Saikautau to talk about what she saw on the Israeli side of the border.
Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
You've just returned from Israel. Tell me what you saw, what you heard, what you did.
Actually, this mission was intended to tell the story of where our dollars go. And it happened that the violence broke out. I've been to Israel many times, and this time was different. There is a palpable tension. There are constant sounds. We've all heard tornado sirens. It sounds kind of like that, like if that happened 150 times over the area the size of North Texas in a day.
How did this affect your visit there?
We were limited in where we could go. For example, we were supposed to go visit a Center for Independent Living and visit a woman who had just been in Dallas speaking at a Federation event. And this woman is in a wheelchair. And so she came to speak at us instead at our hotel. And the alarm went off. And she was calming everyone and telling us where to go and reminding us where the safe room was on the floor of the hotel. And we got there, and she couldn't get over the lip of the door in her wheelchair. And there we were. Another time, I was in a building where an alarm went off, and we went to the safe room. Two people came in, and it was an older woman, but very fit-looking. She was crying very softly, but she just kept crying. And her daughter was rubbing her back and rubbing her back and not even hardly saying anything. And my sister asked something in Hebrew, and she told me that the woman was a Holocaust survivor. She just couldn't handle the sound.
I understand that you also met with the families of the Israeli teens who were killed last month.
The parents of one of the teens spoke to us. The family we spoke to had had Palestinians come to pay a condolence call in their home. They pray for peace. They pray that the Palestinian people will have leadership who represent them and who will do anything for their safety and security, who will not encourage their people to come back to places they've been warned away from.
You have family there.
My sister and brother-in-law have four children. Two have served in the Israel Defense Forces and two have not yet. What does it mean to send your 19 and 20 and 21-year-old to face human shields? It's impossible to imagine. They're sweet, fun, you know, strong, physical boys. She's trying to plan a wedding for her oldest son, and they're waiting with bated breath to hear if he'll be called up to reserves. What it means is that I can't be positive that they're safe and sound.
Cindy Sweet Moskowitz, board chair of the Jewish Federation of Greater Dallas, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear Dwali's conversation with a Richardson newlywed living in Gaza on our website, keranews.org. Earlier this month, Jose Antonio Vargas was arrested by immigration officials while trying to fly home from McAllen, Texas. Today on Think, the journalist and immigration activist talked to Chris Boyd about the arrest and about going public with his undocumented status after living in the U.S. for more than 20 years.
The moment I did this, the question is, How do I use that in such a way that illuminates people's understanding of this issue and connects it to the larger population of undocumented people in this country, many of us Americans in all but pieces of papers? When you're detained for a few hours, and then, of course, I was detained, so I had no cell phone. I didn't know what was happening. And then I got out when they would release me, and then I realized just how much news the whole thing cost. I started to feel guilty after I was released. I was thinking, wait a second, some guy gets arrested and get detained for 8 hours and it's news. People get detained and deported every day and then they don't make the news.
Did you think about lying when you were asked in McAllen about your status?
The lying is over. I made that decision 3 years ago. I lied to myself. I lied to my family. I lied to my coworkers. I lied to my friends. The lying is over. And one of my friends actually said to me after what happened to McAllen that he was saying that I'm practicing a radical form of transparency, which is true. But again, as a journalist, as a writer, as a filmmaker, my instinct is, okay, what's the story? And what makes all of this very surreal is that it's my story.
Jose Antonio Vargas will be in town this weekend. You can find details of his visit and a podcast of the full conversation at kera.org/think. The show re-airs tonight at 10. Some of the nation's most powerful Republican politicians are in Dallas this week for the annual convention of the American Legislative Exchange Council, known as ALEC. KERA's Bill Siebel stopped by today to check out the action inside and the protests outside.
The American Legislative Exchange Council has been around a long time. The Dallas meeting is its 41st annual gathering and exemplifies a kind of button-down conservatism. That's reflected in its core values repeated a lot: free markets, limited government, and federalism. Another way of saying states' rights. ALEC creates legislation it hopes states adopt. It helped with the Stand Your Ground laws that garnered bad publicity after George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin and used the law for his defense. ALEC helped write failed ordinances Farmers Branch passed, trying to keep illegal immigrants from renting there. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss welcomed ALEC attendees at today's luncheon. He's glad the nonprofit no longer pushes immigrant renter rules.
So I applaud them for staying more focused on free markets and federalism and these issues and maybe leaving some of those other things aside.
Outside the Anatole Hotel, there were more than 100 protesters. ALEC sees itself as deeply rooted in American values. However, former Texas Agriculture Commissioner Jim Hightower views the group as un-American.
The corporate lobbyists bring draft legislation that they hand to these legislators to go back and pass in their own state legislature. And that's where these laws come from. If you want to know where the sausage is made, there it is, right there. Always schmoozing and boozing together and stiffing the people.
Without ALEC's pro-business members and philosophy, though, Wendy Lau, a lobbyist who attended the lunch, said folks like those marching outside might not have jobs that pay for food, shelter, or luxuries.
There's a lot of small businessmen in this room. And jobs and the economy and making your rent and paying your electric bill are all really important issues to everybody. And that's what we really care about.
She and others at the ALEC meeting offer no apologies for what they say makes this country great. Bill Siebel, KERA News.
You can see more of Jim Hightower's comments at the protest. That's on our website, keranews.org. For the evening, mostly cloudy skies, a 40% chance of rain with a low around 74. Tomorrow should be cloudy, a 40% chance of storms with a high near 85. It's around 84 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.